And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. I'm talking about we covered down on some ground across the most beautiful state in the nation, from way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Well, hey, listen, pleased to bring on some great guests for all of y'all to make sure that you stay attuned with what's happening in a variety of ways. And the next guy coming on is someone who is a man who's gone from 2004 National Coach of the Year to now being the senior senator from Alabama. So with that introduction, let me just go ahead and bring him on. Senator Tommy Tuberville, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Phil. What a country. Coach being a senator.
Huh? That's America right there.
Yep, it is. Somebody's got to come work in this clown show, so I guess it might as well be me.
Well, make them run laps or something. But
listen. If I could, I'd make them all run.
I know that to be true. And I bet some of your former players know that to be true. But, hey, Senator, in the time we got here, let me just jump right in, too. You are a sitting member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, and you also serve on several of their very important subcommittees. I wanted to get you on that topic at first, and I look at the state of the world. I'm going to do some discussion here in a minute when we get off with you about things that are happening. But one of the things that I've really appreciated is you have been pretty much no holds barred when it comes to dealing with woke policies. While readiness is flagging, we seem to have things like, let's get abortion on demand for our military service members and transgender in service and all of that. And you recently came out and you even held up confirmations in D.C. over those policies. So tell us about that.
Yeah, well, we feel our military has been awesome. You know, that's one of the reasons that we're made it to, what, 247, 248 years and counting. National security is very, very, very important. But for some reason, this administration, the Biden administration, and all of his woke people behind the scenes, such as the Department of Defense and Homeland Security, they are trying to change our country and change the Constitution, try to change the way we do things. But it's very important that we keep a military that's driven for national security. But now this group that are woke, they're trying to teach CRT. They're trying to change the way we do things in the military. And one is to change the policy that we've had for years and years about abortion. You know, when you have an opportunity to have abortion, but it's got to be because of rape, incest, or something in terms of the health of the mom.
Right.
But they want to change it to where you can get an abortion on demand. Plus, the dependents can have abortions paid for by taxpayer dollars, transported across to other states to have the abortion. And again, there's nothing in the Constitution that says that anybody has to have their taxpayer money spent towards a abortion. And that's what Roe v. Wade was all about, sent it back to the states. But for some reason, this group in the Department of Defense thinks that they were elected to Congress and they can change rules at their convenience. And so because of doing that, I said, okay, if you're going to do that, I'm going to put a hold on all your promotions in the military in terms of flagship officers. And so they're not very fond of it, but until they change that back, we're not going to have any promotions, and unless they go through regular order, which takes months and months. So they've averaged, Phil, 20 abortions a year with the policy that we've had. And if they do this, and which they've changed this, and it started March the 8th, I think, the new policy, we did a third party look at it, and we're going to have between 4,000 and 5,000 a year, which they're very, very excited about. And it's not right, and we're going to fight it.
Well, and the reality is, too, they defy the fact that there are state laws that are in place, like Alabama, that make Alabama virtually an abortion-free state, but they're intent upon, you know, allowing and paying for, like you said, even in contravention to state law, which I know our Attorney General Steve Marshall is trying to take issue with also.
Well, exactly. And again, they're just trying to change everything that they possibly can. There's another thing I'm trying to get changed. They're doing it now in our VAs across the country. And they just did it on their own. They said, we're just going to start doing abortions in the VAs. Number one, they're not equipped to do it. They don't have the funds to do it. But they, since Roe Wade, they're trying to find every roundabout way to get abortion in there. And this is just another way to do it.
Well, I'll be honest with you, as a former pro-life state legislator, I can tell you how much I appreciate the fact that you're taking this fight. And I hate to see general officers and flag officers, you know, have their confirmations held up, but that's also a great way to get some people's attention. And I've always said, if you know the rules of the Senate, you can get a lot done, and you just proved that. So thank you, sir.
Well, you got it. We're going to use those rules to the best of our ability. It's going to be hard to win this fight, but it's worth fighting.
Well, let me kind of switch there. A good segue there is the fight's worth having, but one of your Colorado peers took issue with it and tried to use it as leverage to go after the Space Command issue again. And once again, the Air Force Secretary is delaying the decision. What's the latest on Space Command? Are you going to get that thing done sometime soon?
Well, just this administration, when they got into office, they said, we just don't want this to be a political decision. And so we want to redo some of these studies on Space Command. Of course, President Trump and his Secretary of Air Force, after doing their due diligence, said that it was going to Huntsville, behind the Redstone Arsenal, which is the best place in the country to put it.
Right.
But they went back and did all these studies, and lo and behold, they came back and said Huntsville is the place to put it. So we're waiting for them to go ahead and decide to say, you know, that was the right thing to do. We can't get anybody to make a decision. They know it's the right decision to do, but it looks like they might try to be making this political.
No
kidding.
It's
exactly what they, yeah. So we're going to fight it. We're going to listen. And again, I'm not making a lot of friends in the military with the hold on these flagship officers and all that, but it's not going to have anything to do with Space Command, but they know we mean business, and they know we mean business on this too, because we somehow every day or every part of the week spend time on Space Command and our meetings, hearings, and talk about it, and we're not going to give up till we get it.
Well, and rightfully so. And like you said, Huntsville's done everything it's supposed to do. Alabama's done everything it's supposed to do, and not a single study has come back and said we ain't the ones. So, yeah, that's definitely a fight worth continuing to have.
Well, too, Phil, the thing about it is, there was four or five locations they looked at, and it ended up number one for Huntsville. Number two was in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Number three was in San Antonio. Number four was in Colorado, the one that's complaining about it. They wasn't even in the top three. And we got to put this in the right place, because if we do have another war, a big-time war, it's going to start in space, and we have got to make sure that we're on top of it. Get them behind the Redstone Arsenal is no doubt the safest, most equipped place to do it. And hopefully we end up in the right spot on this.
Well, Coach, listen, I got two more topics I want to hit you with before we go. And I'll stay on the military first, and we'll do Mexico last. But on the military readiness, you sit on the subcommittee for readiness and management support. And even today, mm-hmm. we're hearing about Premier Xi meeting with President Putin. That's a heck of an alliance. And then North Korea is posturing against South Korea again with nuclear threats. The world is not looking like a peaceful place. What do you imagine the state of our readiness to be right now?
Oh, it's not in a very good place at all, because we've got a group over here that's always one step behind in this White House. You know, with the debacle in Afghanistan ever since then, it's our military's been in disarray. The leadership from the Secretary of State to Department of Defense, we've got a lot of great military people, but of course they're trying to run people out right and left. They did that with the mandates, the vaccine mandates, and they want to totally change our country and our Constitution. And while they're doing it, they want to change our military and everything that stands for. But we've been the strongest ever, and we're going to continue to do that, and we're going to fight for it. But again, you see the president of China go to Russia. Joe Biden should have been over there with three of them, should talk this out. There is hundreds of people a day getting killed in Ukraine senselessly. When if we had leadership that would go over and say, listen, before we leave here, let's lock these doors and work this out and quit killing each other. But again, we got no leadership.
Right.
Nobody wants to step up. We got Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State. I don't know what he's done. I really don't. Like Mayorkas that says our borders are closed. Well, the guy's nuts. I mean, he is absolutely inadequate in what he's doing and should be gone because our borders aren't closed. But it's everything we do in this administration is totally opposite of what most people with any common sense would be trying to work out.
Well, so with regards to Mayorkas, if the House refers charges for impeachment to the Senate, you going to vote yes to impeach?
You got that right. I mean, he should have been gone a long time ago. There's something wrong with the guy. If you can go down there and the Border Patrol just absolutely just tells you, you got to help us, you got to help us. And he turns around and does a press conference, says, well, everything's going good.
Yeah.
You know, the border is closed. We're doing the right things here. I mean, he's putting every person in this country in harm's way, because if you saw today that and when I was down there, I saw Russians coming across, and now that we got Chinese coming across,
right?
I mean, it is we have absolutely lost our mind, and I just don't know how we've elected these people into office, and it's obvious that Biden's taking his orders from somebody else, because you know, I know at one time just listening to some of his speeches while he was a senator, he didn't believe in some of this stuff, but. Now he's totally changed.
Well, yeah, it feels like a puppet with strings being pulled somewhere else. You're right. But let me ask you before we go, because brand spanking new news that just came out over the last couple of days, you put out a statement. An Alabama company, Vulcan Materials, speaking of the southern border, they've had a long-time facility for like 30 years down there where they quarry limestone, and then they have a port where they ship it out. And it's a huge piece of the economy for them and for us. And apparently Mexico decided to seize the facilities or at least lock it down. What do you know about this and what's going on? We got about 2 or 3 minutes left.
Yeah, we've been working on this, Bill. Tom Hill, the CEO of Vulcan, came to me, I guess, close to a year ago and kind of laid it out about how for years they've been there and they've been digging gravel and things there and shipping all over the world. And it's huge for the economy. From Mexico, they paid taxes and millions of dollars in taxes. They hired people from Mexico, paid them great wages, dug a deep water port, shipped in and out from that location. And just one day, they come in after 30, 40 years of being there, said, hey, we're going to close you down. We're going to take it over. Ran them all out. So they took it to court. And as it's in court last week, they went back in and took it over again. It's just there's no leadership. You know, you take countries like Mexico, that one day the leadership goes one way and the next it goes another. They're wishy-washy. Well, same thing we're looking at here. I mean, we don't know where we stand on issues, and we're turning into a third-world country like Mexico. So,
is your office reaching out to Mexican government right now about this Vulcan material situation?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've reached out. I know Katie Britz's office has reached out. Again, it goes to an international court. There's not a whole lot we can do other than go to their ambassador and try to get to their president, but obviously money involved on this. And, again, it's been very profitable for the people of Mexico. They've lost money over the last year because it's been shut down. That just goes to show you how stupid all this is. We need to get Vulcan back in there working, going again. They're a very important company. Not just to that area, but all over the world and the United States. So hopefully we can get some kind of closure on this and get the people back to work down there and get it open again, get it going. I wouldn't doubt, though, if you looked at this field in the future, that the Chinese don't start lurking around down there. They love those deep water ports, and that just put them even closer. I just got back from Panama, where they're trying to get into there, and that's 500 or 600 miles, I guess, south of where Vulcan is. And China is all over Central America, Mexico, and all over South America. We have got to put a stop to this.
We do. And Coach, your comments are well put, and that's going to go right into my next topic here in a few minutes after we're off the air. But thanks for your time today, and I'll end with this. On a lighter note, I hope your bracket in the NCAA is looking better than mine.
Wow. Mine's not very good. Mine's not very good. But you know what? If people pick this bracket right, then they had a lot of foresight to what they were doing, because there have been some upsets.
Yes. All right. Well, hey, Coach, Senator Tommy Tuberville, Senior Senator from Alabama, thanks so much for spending time on Right Side Radio today.
Thank you, Phil.
All right. Take care. All right, Boomer, I ran long just to make sure we got those last few minutes in, but go ahead and take us to the break right now. We'll come back and sort of wrap up some of that and move right into the Dipper. I mean, we're going to be talking here about fit to fight. Fit to fight. Where are we right now? Military readiness. You heard a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee saying it ain't where it needs to be. All right, y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.